Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. It's in session for the 1,214th time. I got a calculator, y'all. It's like a...
Who made calculators first? Was it M-I-A-I-T-I? I bet it was T-I. It wasn't a guy on TV, though.
It was the abacus, wasn't
abacus?
It?
Abacus? Oh, that's the that
little
thing.
Beads.
I used those in school. That's how old I am, y'all.
And on the clock, for a clock, they just had a big sundial on the wall.
Yeah, we used the sand.
We had
a stick in the sand. Y'all know I ain't no good. Welcome to School Talk, y'all. We're here once again at Giant 90.9. My name is Emerson, your host. I got my producer, Caesar.
I am.
Your hair look different.
I just
got a curl.
Yeah, it's been a lot longer, a lot more curly.
I wish I can get a curl. Yeah, you know, I can curl my mustache, but I got nothing on top of my head to curl. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk about your hair.
Oh, it's okay.
Yes, I did. I got Mr. Easter in the studio. Good morning, Mr. Easter.
Good morning.
I got my student of the year. Well, I'm not. I'm my student of the year. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And your name is Johnson?
Austin.
Austin Johnson?
Danner.
Danner. Austin Johnson Danner? Good morning, Austin. Austin. So I got my students, I got my teachers, and that's what we talk about. We talk about what's happening with our students, what's happening with our teachers, and in our community that involves our parents. So we got a smorgasbord today, Mr. Easter. We got a smorgasbord. We're going to pass the microphones around to everybody and talk about some stuff and things that we've done and some things we're going to do and some things what's going on in school. It's the smorgasbord. You know, you go to the... Y'all know... Come on now. Y'all know what a smorgasbord is. A little bit of this and a little bit of that. Before I get to what I got, I want to know what you got on that thing we call
The Big Board.
The Wayne Winter Games and Giant Health Fair is at the Ben Davis 9th Grade Center and the MPA from 9 a.m. to noon on February 8th, 2020. Then School Talk with Emerson, which happens every Friday at 7:30 a.m. And the replays are on Sunday at 2 p.m. And then basketball is Lady Giants. It's Pike at Ben Davis, and that's tomorrow at 1:30. And boys basketball, the Marion County Tourney is semifinals. It's LN versus Ben Davis at 6 p.m. on Friday, which is today. And make sure to follow WBDG on all social media at WBDG Indy. And all our podcasts are on audioboom.com. Just search WBDGFM. And our request line is 317-244-9234.
Whoa, what's that thing we call the...
Winter Games. I'm Mr. Easter, I must admit. I don't feel like winter. I remember we talked about him. We had him on the show talking about Winter Games. But
it's coming up. Later,
I know,
too.
I know, but
Lisa
like,
Bay's going to be with us to talk about him.
I know. Lisa's awesome. And I hope she don't bring the snow, though.
Well, that's coming. That's apparently coming this afternoon if you're listening to us on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. Winter Games is awesome. So Lisa Bay, she's awesome. The organization, Education Foundation, is awesome. The organization.
You know, we probably should also hear right off the top of the show, wish our best to Mr. Dennis Goins and the Goins family earlier this week. Actually, it was a week ago. I was sitting at home on a Saturday night, just kind of
relaxing.
And I opened up my email, and it was the mayor. And he's like, John, please call me.
Wow.
Gives me his number.
Okay.
So it was late, so I didn't bother to call the mayor. About that time, I get a text from Mr. Goins. and it had told me that his brother Billy Ray had passed away. And anyway, to if you don't know who Billy Ray Goins is, where you been? Rushville legend, as all the Goins family is, but really, Billy Ray Goins, a city council member for many years, longest ever serving city council member in Rushville. Also, president of the Rushville chapter of the NAACP, Ivy Tech board member, longtime employee at Visteon Ford, you know, served several roles within that company as well. You know, union steward. I mean, just a distinguished life that he had lived. And, you know, I know that he and Mr. Goins, obviously, since this is his brother, were particularly close. But, you know, to kind of tell you the magnitude of the person that the Goins family has lost, the mayor emailed me to call him to tell me specifically that Billy Ray Goins had passed away.
Yeah.
So that was the mayor of Indianapolis who was trying to, you know, pass the word along to me that Mr. Goins, his brother, had passed away. So we send our prayers and our thoughts and best wishes to the Goins family, specifically Mr. Goins, but the rest of the Goins family, Ben, his son, Jordan, his daughter.
Yeah, we got history with that family.
Yeah, Desiree, the rest of the Goins is, of course, Luella Goins, Mrs. Goins, the matriarch of the family, who's 98 years old.
Yeah.
And we send our best out to that entire family. And, you know, I haven't met him, but I feel like I know him.
Oh, well, no, when you see him, you see Dennis.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at his picture.
I met like, Billy Ray, but I haven't met all the Goins.
All the Goins?
I just know him because, you know, I've now taught with Mr. Goins for 20 years, so I know how important his family is. And, you know, he always talks about enjoy your family. That's his whenever you go away for a break, it's enjoy your family.
Yeah.
That's what he always says. Enjoy your family. So it is so important to him and the entire Goins family. We're feeling it.
Yeah.
And services to Sunday.
Okay.
Out in Rushville at the gymnasium. So that tells you when you pass away and your funeral's in the gym. Mm-hmm. That tells you what kind of life you've lived.
Right.
Because that means a lot of people will come see you.
Yeah. They call it, it's the RCH, the Rushville, what's RCH?
Rushville Consolidated High School.
Yeah, high school gymnasium. And that address is there, 1201 Lions Path from 11 a.m. And the service will be at 2 p.m. I mean, he was a military guy too.
Yeah,
you've got the
You've got the bio, the Army, stuff I left out.
No, you did great. You did great.
Well,
you know.
Again, I've met Billy Ray 3 or 4 times. Mm-hmm. Also ran for mayor of Rushville.
Yeah,
I'd met him. That's not a word. I just invented a word.
We'll use it. We can use that with him because he doesn't know
how to stuff. He was a muckety muck.
Definitely a muckety muck.
I know you love that word, but
yeah.
I had only met him 2 or 3 times, and just I feel like I knew him, you know, just from the stories that Mr. Goins would tell. And, you know, we're all feeling it this week. It's also difficult because, you know, in a lot of ways, how much Mr. Goins talks about his family, because it is so important. So you know that came from his older brothers and his father and his mother, and you know they instilled that in him. Mm-hmm. So we know that whole family's really struggling. Yeah. So our best thoughts to the Goinses.
Yeah, that's an awesome family. I mean, they cooking. So much big prayers out to Dennis and all the family. Like I said, we got history with the family, and so does Rushville and now in the state. And and the mayor's right. The mayor, when I said muckety muck, mayor said, yep, I can deal with that. Yep, Mr. Billy Ray Goins was definitely a muckety muck. Very important person in his community and throughout the state. Yeah, that was so sad. It really was. But awesome mystery. So you did good on that bio because you got it. And stuff and things in school. Mr. Easter, I saw this tweet by you. Man, what's this tweet? I saw a tweet.
I'm gonna paraphrase it. You know, grateful to be your PA announcer. what were you PA announcing?
Yeah, well, I've done that for about 20 years.
Yeah. What game was that?
Let's see, all these nights run together. Wednesday, well, especially it's county tournament week. So,
yeah.
Tuesday night, mm-hmm. Giants played Speedway and Austin Speedway. Austin goes to Speedway.
Don't feel bad.
It was not. I mean, the Giants won, but it was not probably their best performance of the season, even though they won. Yeah. No disrespect to Speedway. They played a great game. They were right in it, played very hard. But, you know, when you see that game on paper,
mm-hmm.
The Giants were pretty heavy favorites in the game, and they only won by 11. So, you know, again, I know Speedway's right next door, and Austin's sitting 2 feet from me here. So, no disrespect to Speedway. It was a lot of reason why
they show
Giants
up, though.
Struggled they is show that up. They showed up. That's exactly
Speedway,
right.
Speedway ain't backing down.
So, you go in on Wednesday night then, and you think, well, there's my phone again. Mm-hmm. You go in on Wednesday night, and you're like, well, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. Franklin Central's 9-2 on the year, having a really good year. And, you know, the Giants are 4-7, so they were struggling a little bit. And, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen. Well, Giants played a great game, and they ended up winning.
Yeah.
62-58, I think, was the final.
Who called that game?
Zion and Phillip.
Okay.
Zion Brown and Phillip Kahn.
Yeah. Austin.
And Caesar was there taking pictures.
Who are you taking pictures for?
For the newspaper spotlight, and then also I took pictures for radio, so like of Phillip and of Zion.
You see a double assignment then.
Kind of, yeah.
They pay you for that?
No.
They
but an experience.
Pay, was that payola? that's some radios, I'm sorry. Well, we're in radio, that's different. Yeah, but it's awesome. So how's it, so what's it like taking shots at certain games? How do you dictate what shot to take, or is there such thing as a bad shot?
I mean, I just try to zoom in on the player's face, and then just get the emotion in their face, and like try to get the ball in their hand, or like them dribbling the ball, just so, like the person can feel that emotion of, oh, it was an intense game, because the pictures from 2 nights ago on Wednesday, the pictures I was looking through, they look really intense.
So you're not just like, taking, just clipping pictures for the sake of clipping pictures, just for tape or clipping, just taking pictures, randomly, I don't care how it looks. No. My Bernie Mac impression there, y'all.
I'm trying to get the emotion of, like, everything that's going on, because it's like, I don't know, it was really fun to be there, just in general. Like, if you were watching the game or listening to the game, it was a really good game on Wednesday night, and then being there. And being able to take pictures and being like under the basket where like all the action's coming. Oh, like that's, I got a it's really fun.
I got under the basket story, but that's a different topic. I'm gonna tell it in a minute. I'm gonna tell it in a minute anyway. But taking pictures as a photographer, is that something you want to do for a career or just hobby? Is it something?
It's something part of a career. Like I want to get into media, so I'm trying to get like.
Well, you're in media right now. You're on the radio. You're live.
Already
Egypt, you know. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, seriously, because I would think, you know, you'd have to know the difference between, you know, a layman's term on. I'm a layman, like taking pictures for a second, take a picture, but trying to get that motion in that shot, and so you can feel like, I remember one time, Mr. Easton, I was cross street listening to the game, and the guys were calling the game, and you felt like you were really, 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 really missing something. I was in a PJs, throwing my street clothes out the door, and I came to the game because how they was calling the game. That's how much emotion I felt through the airways on that game. It was just so cool. So if you can get that emotion from a pitcher, you're going, oh, man, I should have been there. Gosh, I missed a good game. You're on the right track.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, trying to make it like, it was just a really good game on Wednesday. Yeah. And I was like, I even felt it. I was like, oh, it was a really close game the whole time.
Dang, that's awesome. That's awesome, Austin. So what do you think? Now, Austin, you're involved in so many things here at the high school. Now, this is my smorgasbord, so I'm all over the place. I'm always highlighting what my students are doing, what my teachers like Mr. East are doing, what my community is doing. So give me an update. What's been going on since this semester? What have you been into besides keeping my board straight with my quote? I owe you a quote. So,
This semester, I'm really working on podcasts a lot more. I'm trying to get some more out because I've been lacking last semester. Last semester was a lot of behind the scenes work, mm-hmm. like producing games and just editing things and just doing the projects and stuff like that. But recently, I've been really wanting to get myself out there mm-hmm. and just projecting myself more than my my team, basically. I love these guys. I love every single one of them, but I also need to start showing some me there.
Leadership, you got to do that, especially when you're in leadership, and you'll learn that if you're not learning that. But podcasting has really blown up over the last few years.
Definitely.
Like, I mean, I know you've done your homework.
Yeah, like me, myself, I listen to quite a few podcasts, and the one that I'm really into is a conspiracy theory podcast and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Just anything with like a mystery or scary, yeah, stuff like that. And I even have my own that me and Harry are on. But it's just, I used to listen to podcasts even before radio, and I was like, I want to do that.
Yeah,
I want to get my voice out there. I want to tell my story because I feel like I have some fun things to do. I feel like I do some fun things that I think other people would enjoy hearing.
Yeah, because podcasting, like, that's what I like. And I'm going to go back a little bit. I didn't have this in high school, radio. Mm-hmm. I didn't stay in high school to find out if they had a radio program in high school. I wasn't there long enough, but I know they didn't have one. But if I had this in high school, I would have stayed in high school and graduated in a radio program. Because it's, to me, it is fun. It is awesome. And if you're a talker, you love hearing your voice, but you also listen to others and hear their voice also. And podcasting gives you the extension of if you're not, don't have a radio station you can go to. Somebody's beating on the walls. They're trying to get in. I think they're coming, Mr. Easter. They're coming to get me all of a sudden. So anyways, podcasting over the last few years is blown. I remember we didn't have them, and now we got them. And now there's so much money in them. Yeah. I mean, you can make money, a living on a podcast.
Yeah, podcasting, as me and some of the guys found out, was like really the word podcasting was in 2004. And mm-hmm. just in those 15 years, it's become so popular. Like, celebrities are doing it. Everybody, it seems like everybody has a podcast. Mm-hmm. And I think that's great.
We got podcasts.
Yeah.
We do. And it's like, and then I'm watching the news, and I forgot what channel, but they were talking about even with your, what apps you can make money on. Not the gambling apps, y'all. The other apps you can make money on. So the social media, electronic, mobile world is just like, blown up. One of my daughters, I heard one of my daughters say she kind of wished she was born in your generation. She's in the 30s now. You know, wish she was born in your generation because there's so many ways you can make an income through electronic media.
Yeah.
Is that the right word? Mm-hmm. That's the right word.
Yeah, like there's a lot of YouTubers, a lot of Twitch streamers and stuff like that. And they just go out and they be themselves and they play a fun game, they talk what's on their mind, and I feel like that's just really lucky for us as a generation to have right now.
Yeah. I know you can learn a lot from other folks' experiences, mm-hmm. and then when you live in, let's say you live in, I'm not going to say it's a small community because it's not, but if you live in a real, real small community that's, and you don't have access to a lot that's in your community, mm-hmm. And I don't know why you use Speedway as an example. I'm probably getting in trouble for that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk about it. But it's like you can gather all that data by being connected to the World Wide Web. Go ahead, Mr. Easter. That's just so awesome.
Well, I read a book. It's been, I know, I read a book.
I read a book.
It's been, it was part of my educational leadership class that I took years back, but it's a book by Thomas Friedman called The World is Flat. And it's not what you think it is. It's not, you know, you're talking conspiracy theories and stuff. It's not flat earth stuff. But it talked about how the internet has made the world flat, you know, where it used to be that in order to have economic success, right, you had the traditional way that Geography sometimes would be a limiting factor, or I'm filling in the details because frankly I've slept a lot since I read the book. But you know, geography used to be talk about location, the size of your community, all these things. Now, if you have internet access in your community, you could run a multi-million dollar company out of your living room. I mean, it's really changed the way the economy has been driven. It's changed so much, and so a lot of the traditional things that, you know, the baby boomer generation, the Gen X generation, that and before, even the silent generation, all the generations before, you know, the way that the economy was done has really changed. I mean, because you have this instant communication. I mean, communication now, instead of moving at the speed of a horse or a car or a boat or a train, communication now moves at the speed of light when it gets on the internet. And with fiber optic cables and, you know, the continuing speed advancements that they're making with the internet, I mean, we at my house, I have my internet is so fast now. I mean, you and I remember when the internet first... you know,
y'all, it's crazy.
And you'd download a song and it would, you know, it would pop up and you'd think, oh, my 3-minute song will be done in 2 hours. That'll be great, you know? Now it's just like we play a show on Sundays here at 7 called Radio Goethe, and it's sent to us on MP3 every week. And when we download that MP3, it downloads in like a minute. And it's an hour long show, and it downloads in a minute. And you think about just the way that all of that has changed the world, and just the instantaneous types of communication, even with radio.
Right.
I mean, we're talking about podcasting. Podcasting has changed radio. Whereas, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, everybody on radio wanted to do a music show. Everybody wants to do talk shows now.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
This used to be the only talk show on WBDG.
Yeah.
And now on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, we have a plethora. There you go. A big word for this morning. We have a plethora of talk shows. And music shows are now the exception. So, you know, I think that just... the way that the internet, the way that we communicate has changed. You know, now I want to get political, but we got a president who conducts business on social media.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
20 years ago.
No.
And I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Just saying it's happening.
I'm just saying it's happening.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you have the president of the United States and the supreme leader of Iran, and they're talking to each other over Twitter,
and they tracing it.
You know, that shows you how much things have changed over the years. Because now there's, you know, it used to be that when the president would put something out, it'd go right through 20 people and all the foreign policy and all this. Now he just decides he wants to tweet something and it's out.
Right.
It's
in your face.
And you know, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. But that's the way communication has changed, and like Thomas Friedman's point was, the world is now flat. There's no geographic barriers. There's no money.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a little bit of capital, you can start an internet company out of your house. Now, you know, you were talking, Austin, about YouTubers and Twitch streamers, and you know, the ones that are very, very successful make a lot of money.
I know.
And you know, they make a lot of money from advertisers, from people that want to have their name placed on products, or you know, it says, well, Ninja plays this game, or you know, there are so many ways that they make money. But then we also have students. It's kind of like the old days when you wanted to be an NBA star, and you know, you dribbled like you got your shoelaces tied together and you weren't. It's the same deal. Everybody wants to, not everybody, that's a broad term, but many people want to be a YouTube star. There are only very few of those
right
that get
exactly
so you've got a lot of people out there who are thinking that this is the direction they want to go,
mm-hmm.
and the number of people who succeed in anything.
Exactly. Really. That's true.
Not whether it be radio, television, real estate.
And I've had a lot of jobs I know.
Yeah. Whether, you know, a lot of the people that reach the top level of any of those. People that become mayor.
Teachers, mayors, you know, politics.
Right.
Furniture sales.
There's a very, very, and it doesn't mean that you're not going to get there.
Right.
I mean, but you got to still, even though it's easier, maybe the barriers are lower, the world is kind of flattened out, so to speak. That doesn't mean that you have to stop doing the things that make successful people successful.
Right.
And those people that you see have either gotten lucky. I mean, let's face it. They either got lucky and something they did went viral,
mm-hmm.
and then they realized how to capitalize on that. Because, two, we see these people that go viral and things on the internet,
mm-hmm.
and we only, you know, 25 minutes later, we're saying, hey, remember Chewbacca lady? You know,
I remember that. No.
She had the Chewbacca mask. And she, to her credit, she really did a good job. I mean, she was on Ellen. She was on all these other things. But then, you know, it tends to, once that, the internet moves so quick now.
Right.
That 25 minutes later, we're off to something else. So, you know, the yelling lady at the cat meme woman.
Mm-hmm.
is going to be a meme that's gone and as soon as it started. So things move so fast now. I mean, it's a positive and negative, but you still have to do those things. You still have to work. And just because you can start your own YouTube channel still doesn't guarantee you're going to have the millions and billions rolling in that PewDiePie does,
gotta get
or
lucky.
Somebody.
You got to get lucky sometimes. And like I read this one quote that said, and I'm going to read it because I always mess it up. Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. You need to put yourself in the position to have luck. They talk about sometimes that luck is what happens when you meet opportunity. It's like you need to buy a ticket to win the lottery. If you don't buy a ticket, you never can win. So if you don't show up, you can't do anything. Like you say, you don't do anything. But you just made it. Can't you can't get lucky because you didn't do anything.
And also, know? I think Austin mentioned this too. There are so many podcasts out there.
Yeah,
competition. You know, and what we're doing.
Yeah.
So many podcasts because it is relatively cheap to start your own podcast.
Yeah,
you know. So the challenge then becomes. And I know Christy Lee has talked about this because she had the uninterrupted podcast. Mm-hmm. That it's so tough. To monetize those things and make money off of that. So
if that's your first, if you're doing it for that reason, that's a byproduct of it. But you got to love what you do. I'm gonna read that book, Mr. Easter, because I did pull up. I'm cheating. I put up a quote here from Thomas Friedman. It's kind of cool. I'm gonna read the quote. He said, "When I wrote 'The World Is Flat,' I said 'The world is flat.' Yeah, we're connected. Facebook didn't exist. Twitter was the sound. The cloud was in the sky. 4G was a parking space. LinkedIn was a prison. Applications were what you sent to college. And Skype, for most people, was a typo." That is cool. Because when he wrote the book, those things, that's what those words meant. And now all those words mean just something else. Man. Let's go.
Yeah, when I started teaching, you couldn't Google anybody.
You had trouble for Googling.
Yeah.
I thought back when I was young, like you're staring at somebody. Why you Googling I me? That's it. Why you Googling I me? And you're getting trouble. That's crazy.
Yeah, because I think Google was founded in 1996, but it really didn't become like
a word.
Internet.
Yeah.
What has become until like the mid 2000s, and here we are. YouTube didn't start until 2006. This show was 3 years old when YouTube started.
We started in 2003. Dang, that's crazy. That's crazy. I'm going to read that book, Mr. Easter. I'm going to read that book because it's so true. So it's smorgasbord, y'all. We all over the place, like me driving when I first got my driver's license. I was like all over the place. Like I told a couple who are students last year and year before that, it was funny. So they said, Mr. Allen, guess what? I'm getting my driver's license this week. I said, yeah, guess what? I'm parking my car.
man, 8:07 already, Mr. Easter. Gosh, man, I know we started a little bit late, you know. Got caught in some traffic out there, you know. But I really appreciate the mayor coming in last week. I appreciate all of our guests we've had so far this year. We got some good ones coming down the pike. We got some no shows, but we're trying to get them back on the airwaves. I'll be in Chicago next week again for some more training. I will be up when you guys go on the air, so I still can go online and listen. So I'm still gonna listen to you guys. So.
I'm thinking about just having students host next week.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let them,
because you already know this is student driven.
Yeah.
This is, I don't, if y'all ain't involved, I'm sleeping.
Because we don't have anything on the schedule for next week, so I'm thinking.
Cool.
Thinking maybe that. Let's see. That will be the
19th, 20th.
Whatever date it is.
Yeah. the 24th.
Be the
24th. 19th Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we have anything on the schedule for next week. So
that sounds good.
I think we may just let the students see what's on their mind.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody in pro say nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes. Boom. That didn't make any sense either, did it? Golly me. But I do appreciate everything you do here, Mr. Easter, for our students. I really do. I mean, you're a champion for our kids, man. I appreciate that. That is really cool. You know,
and I think Lisa Bays is the 31st.
Yeah. Got some champions in Wayne Township. Yeah. Oh! Speaking of folks that are really cool, is it 1.3K views on the Facebook show for who? Who's got 1.3K views on the Facebook on the School Talk show? 1.3 views on Facebook. Anybody want to guess?
Like the guest that came in?
The guest that came in, we put it on Facebook, and she's had 1.3K views on there on that show.
You said she has that?
She has. I can't whistle. CM. Or is it KM? That's the question. CM or KM? Those are initials.
KM?
No, wasn't. What was the name? It might be CM, might be a KM.
I don't remember. I don't know.
Macer.
Carly Macer.
Yeah. The KM. Yeah. She's had 1.3 views of that show that I put on Facebook with her. 1.3 views. I should have put it on YouTube. I wasn't thinking like that. But yeah. So folks do watch and listen to School Talk. So what you students do here is very important. I'm not saying that I ain't nothing. I'm just saying what you guys do, because this is all driven for you. The number of students that and I'm going to get off in a minute, that are out there doing it for real, Kurt Darling, I mean, I can go on and more, Aaliyah Blackburn down in Terre Haute and WTHI. I mean, they're doing this stuff for real, come from our programs. Channel 6! Anchor, gosh, she gonna shoot me. Oh man, she was in BDTV.
Nicole.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's like seeing these kids grow up and do it for real.
Well, and then this week, Nicole announced that she's working with Vanessa Tosino, BDTV, on a story. So Nicole Griffin, there's a picture of her and Mr. Goins, down at Channel 6.
Mm-hmm. Man, I remember. See, that stuff just totally excites me when you know you played a little bitty, itty bitty part of their life when they were here in the high school, and then you see them take it to the next level where they wanted to be while they were in high school. So I encourage all you students that are listening to this program or in the studio, this stuff can become real if it's what you want. It really happens. And we can do a show. I think we should do a show of where all of our students are now in their broadcasting careers or in their careers as a result of being in Giant 90.9 and BDTV.
Yeah, you remember Sean Dunham was your producer? Sean's works for Sport Graphics now. So he travels around the country working for Sport Graphics.
Oh. And we had
like the Final Four, and all the graphics that they put up on buildings,
huge.
And the big the building thing that the Indy 500 does every year?
Yeah.
That's Sean's company. Not his company, but he works for that company. Right. Which is cool. So we have kids all over.
Was it okay? We had a student from BDTV worked on. Was it Batman or was it
Jordan?
Jordan
Little.
Jordan Little, and was it Batman? Yeah, worked on the Batman set. I mean, it's so cool. You just don't know. I'm sorry. See, that's why I wish I was here when I was in high school, man. I could have been something. I could grow up and be a person. I could grow up and not be a grandfather of five kids and four beautiful daughters and got great friends and stuff and had a great life. I could have had a great life, but I had a great life. I mean, whatever. It's like something off of Charles Dickens, you know. that ghost of Christmas past, you know. But I swear, I mean, getting involved with Giant 90.9 2003 was one of the best things that ever happened to me, which is so cool. And no one paid me to say that. Well, I'll take the money, though. All right, well, I got to get you guys out of good class. Mr. Easter been so great letting us go over in time and everything. And Caesar, where are you going next class?
Here in radio.
Okay, well, you're stuck. Austin, where you going?
Here.
Austin, you got a show today?
No, not today. I don't have a show.
You do too busy for your own show? Man, you have a very intelligent show. I'm Austin. I'm smarter than you. I really not think I'm smarter than you because I'm smarter than you. I'm just smarter because I read more books. And reading books is fun. Reading books is knowledge. Reading books is good. Read. Books. I'm in, sir. Anyway, that's cool. Okay, all right. You're here. What class are you going to?
I'm going to just stay in here for radio for the next two periods.
Do you jump on the highway and jump over there to Speedway?
Yeah.
I would put you in the spot and say which was better, Speedway or Ben Davis, but I don't answer that.
I can't answer that. You got legally, I'm not allowed to answer that.
On the grounds, it might incriminate me. No. But it's awesome to see, to be in. I remember Becky from Speedway. Dynamite person. Then she does some great things. She was on the video with she's one of the little people with
Miley.
Yeah, dang, Miley Cyrus. So y'all done some great stuff, man.
And mine, she came from Speedway.
Yeah. Jordan. Oh yeah.
I was in
Starbucks. I'm trying to get off of here. I was in Starbucks and someone behind me said, "Mr. Allen." I said, "Yeah." I said, "Who are you?" It's one of my producers. I still forgot his name. Getting old. Don't get old, y'all. But kids don't remember. Kids definitely remember because he picked me out in the audience. Mr. Allen. I said, Who are you? You know me? I remember. Yeah. Nah, I forgot. So, anyway, let's take it home. Next week, the students are going to run this airways and do an awesome job. So, to the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give up, what you're going to be giving back. And still remember, it's okay to be a copycat, but copy the right cat. Mr. Easter has a degree. I don't. Hint, hint, hint. So copy the right cat.
Oh, don't sell yourself short, Mr. Allen.
Okay. Like I said, Mr. Easter. But go, you know, if you're not going to go to college, go to secondary education. You know, don't let high school just be the end of it. You know, I mean, unless you're rich. Then go back to college later and get your degree like most rich people do. A lot of times they have a lot of money in high school. Oh, no, athletes do that. Who's going back to school? Golden State. The shooting guard.
Steph Curry.
Yeah, Steph Curry. He's going to go back to college and finish his degree. So he came out of high school, you know, awesome NBA star, you know, didn't finish college, went into the NBA and shot the lights out. But he's going to go back to school. Education is so important, you know, so no matter what level you are, you know, education is so important. So copy the right cat. And remember, young man, be a man, pull up your pants, and sag it. And it's cold outside, you'll get frostbite. That's not fun. It don't feel good. Fuse is best on school talk. That's the Fuse MSD of Wayne Township, Giant Point. No, the Fuse. The Fuse are my views. views of my guests. They're not the views of WBDG or Giant 98.9 or the school board. But they do, and school boards isn't in charge of this. So hope I didn't say nothing crazy. I love the school board here. Dr. Bus, what's going on? Anyway, see you next week on School Talk.